Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and praise the Lord, and welcome to another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host, Arsenius Jackson, coming to you live in the great city of Florence, South Carolina. I am with One Touch Transformation, where our mission is to educate the community about sexual abuse while encouraging and empowering all victims and survivors. So we are so delighted that you have joined in now for episode number 1521. Yes, you heard that correctly, episode number 1521. So we are a little over half of getting to 2000th episode. But we are so delighted that you've decided to join in. Again, I am Arsenius Jackson, and I am so excited that you are listening. And if at any time, just in case you hear something that encourages you or, you know, it motivates you to chime in on the conversation for tonight, you can call in at 319-527-6091. Again, that number is 319-527-6091. That is if you're listening, you know, through the internet. But if you're already listening by phone, all you have to do is press the number 1 and we'll bring you in on the line. So again, if you're listening by phone, all you have to do is press the number 1 and we'll bring you right on. So again, thank you for joining in for another episode. So let's see, where do I even begin? Well, first of all, let me just say, if this is your first time joining in for a segment with One Touch Transformation, let me just share a little bit about that organization. So it is my nonprofit organization that I started back in 2014, and it was simply started off by my story of surviving childhood sexual abuse. So after going through therapy and going through counseling and, you know, group therapy, I decided that there was more that I needed to do. I knew that there was something else that I needed to provide, you know, for others, because, you know, what I've realized over the years is that stories are so powerful. Testimonials, they're powerful. And most of the time we learn, or we get, I guess, with sharing your testimony, as you continue to share it over the years, that's when you begin to understand more and more why it is important to share it, and that is it's mostly important for the next person. Yes, God brings us through, you know, many things. He gets the glory out of everything that we go through, but it's not just for us. I've learned, you know, countless times that my story has been for many others, or just for someone else who's going through similar traumatic experiences. And we've all gone through some things, whether it's been traumatic or not, or whether it's been sexual abuse related or not. But God has brought us through several things. And a lot of times it's where, you know, when we share our story, it's where others are empowered. It's where others are inspired to start their own healing journey, or it's where their faith is strengthened, where they find hope. Because once someone, or, you know, someone who is going through the same thing or who have experienced something similar, when they see that God has brought you through, then it, like I said, it motivates them and it encourages them, it strengthens them, increases their faith, and help them to realize, you know what, if God can bring her through it, if God can bring him through it, then I know he can do it for me. And that was the whole purpose of starting One Touch Transformation, just being able to show others that healing is available. Yes, the experience was traumatic. Yes, it was horrible. And even today, there are still some effects that come along with it. But God is still a healer. God is still the one who strengthens me from day to day. He's the only one that can give me the strength, the peace, and the joy that I need each and every day. And if he does it for me, then I know he can do it for the next person. And there are so many people who are still hurting, so many people who still need to be strengthened, so many people who need to hear your testimony, to hear your story of overcoming whatever it may be, because God has someone assigned to hear your story. So you may not be one who share your story on a huge platform, and that is okay. You may not be one who share it openly on social media, and that is okay. But God has someone assigned to hear your testimony, to hear your story, so that it will help them make it through. And so that's what One Touch Transformation is all about. It's not only just educating about the experience or the traumatic experience that it is or the effects, but it's also all about healing. So we don't want to just focus on the very act and the effects of it, but we also like to focus on healing. And so that's why sharing your story, sharing your testimony is so important and so powerful, no matter what it is, because God, he works powerful ways and in ways that we cannot even imagine, and we just never know, like, what our story and what our testimony can do for the next person. So it's like one of those things that we'll forever have to do in order for him to get the glory out of, you know, the terrible things that we've been through or the things that seemed impossible to make it out of. Because, like I said, someone is waiting on your story, and God has someone waiting for it. But let's go ahead and dive into our topic for tonight. So I was contemplating about my topic tonight, and, you know, I'm being transparent right now. Things have been a little tough for me, both mentally and emotionally. And being the person that I am, I'm always trying to remain positive and trying to always pull the positive out of whatever is going on, despite how my day is, what may have gone wrong, or, you know, no matter how stressful the day may have been. But I'm always trying to remain positive, even if I have to have my moment, have my moment of de-stressing or my moment of just really thinking about how much I have going on, what has to be taken care of, my to-do list, you know. And even today and this evening, I was just thinking within myself, I'm like, my life right now seems like there is a deadline every single day. So it's like I'm giving more and more things to do each day, and it's like a deadline I feel like I have to meet for the next day. And right now it just seems downright impossible. I mean, it is impossible to, at least, you know, like right now how I'm feeling, it is impossible to just even catch up or complete anything, any and everything at this point. And because everything that's not getting completed by the end of the day, then it carries over to the next day. And so then the next day I have to backtrack or go back and complete what I didn't finish the day before. But while I'm doing that, there are more assignments being added. And so that's why right now it just seems like every day there is a deadline to be completed for the following day, and it's not getting completed. And so it's like, what do you do? And maybe you found yourself in that situation before, or maybe you're right there, right? Or maybe you're there right now where it seems like everything that you're doing, it's still, you're not able to just catch up, or you're not able to complete what you want to get completed. So it's like, what do I do? Where do I begin? What do I prioritize? What do I begin with first? What goes on the list of the most important items? Or it's, you know, all of these questions. And then sometimes it feels like everything weighs the same. So again, how do I categorize what's most important, what's least important, what needs to be done right now, what can be put off until, you know, so many days? But right now, everything seems to weigh the same, and just having a completely hard time not even prioritizing, but categorizing where the items on my to-do list need to go. So that's where I am right now. And so, you know, I was just thinking about the whole phrase or the idiom or whatever you want to call it, one day at a time. And a couple of weeks in church, this was during our Sabbath school, one of the ladies was teaching, and she was talking about the different songs that we may have heard a long time ago, or the songs that we used to sing a long time ago. At the time, the words may not have made such an impact as they do now. because there are things that God prepare us for or prepare us to go through years later that we may not see right then. So, for instance, one of the songs that I talked about or that I shared while we were in Sabbath school was Dottie Peoples, He Meant It For My Good. So that was like one of my first songs that I did as a solo. So maybe about, say about 9, 10 years old, I was singing it on our church broadcast. And just looking back or thinking back, even the words that are in that song, like I had no idea what I was really singing about. Like I knew the words. I learned the song, memorized the words. But at the time, you know, I wasn't going through what I was singing about. And so the lyrics in the song is like, I've had trials and tribulations, unexpected situations living down here below. I had friends who turned their backs on me and leave me standing here so cold. I've been hurt, church. As I attempt to do God's work by people who call themselves saints. Many times I felt like giving up, but the Spirit said to me, you can't. And so then it goes on and say, you know, the Lord will put you through a lot of things you do not understand. And for everything he allows, there's a reason. So in my life, the devil gets no glory. Everywhere I go, I'll tell the story. How God have ways of turning things around. And it goes into the hook, he meant it for my good. God meant it for my good. And it goes on and on and says, the devil meant it for bad, but I'm so glad that God meant it for my good. Now, singing that at, you know, about 9 or 10 years old, like, okay, it's a pretty song, you know, pretty tune, but am I really experiencing these things that I'm singing about? Not really. And so fast forward, you know, years later, when I think about the song, it has more meaning now. So not knowing what I was thinking years ago would actually have an impact on what I've gone through or what I'm going through right now. It means so much more. And so I said all of that to bring up another old song that I never really thought about. And I can remember even as a little girl too, when one of the members used to sing the song. And, you know, again, I'm listening to the lyrics, listening to the words as he is singing it, but not really thinking about what is being said. And so it wasn't until today, actually, when I found myself humming the song. And I'm like, wow, this is exactly what I needed. This is what I'm dealing with. This is what I'm struggling with right now. I am having a hard time trying to not even balance, but just taking things, you know, one day at a time. We allow things to, not even allow things, a lot of things get piled on our plate, whether it's with work, whether it's mentally and emotionally, whatever it is, a lot of things get piled on our plate and we continue to take on responsibilities, we take on assignments, we take on different jobs, we take on so much. And even the times when we say no or the times we turn things down, it seems like our plate is still full. It's like no matter how many things we turn down, no matter how many times we say no, our plate is still full. Have you ever felt like that? Like your plate is still full. Even though you've opted to say no, you've opted to say not this time, and you've opted to just, you know, think about yourself first. But at the end of the day, your plate is still full. And so one day at a time, I do want to play the song. I do want to play the song, and it's not the original version. I wanted to find one that really resonated with my spirit of how I was feeling today. And so I did find a version by Linda Randall. And I must put this out there and say that Purpose Kingdom has no copyrights to the song, do not own any rights to the song. And so this is only for listening purposes. So just want to let everyone know that the Purpose Kingdom has no copyrights, own no rights to the song that you are about to hear. So again, this is One Day at a Time by Linda Randall. So that was One Day at a Time by Linda Randall. Again, Purpose Kingdom Network has no copyrights or ownership to the song that you have just heard. But we're talking about One Day at a Time. If you're not just joining in, thanks for taking the time out and joining for another episode. This is Arthenius Jackson with One Touch Transformation. You were listening to episode 1521, and the song that we were just playing was One Day at a Time. So our topic tonight is One Day at a Time, talking about how our plate can be so full, even though we turn down assignments, even though we know when to say no, but sometimes it still feels like we have so much or so many deadlines that we need to meet in one day. And we know that it's impossible to complete every single thing. There's only 24 hours in a day. there's only 24 hours in a day, and we have to sleep, we have to eat, and then, of course, we have to work. And then on top of working, or while we're working, that's when we are taking on these different assignments and taking on these different opportunities, responsibilities, whether it's on your job, whether it's in your ministry, whether it's your personal life, whether it's your family. So there is so much that we do take on as individuals. And as believers, sometimes we get a little weak, a little weary, and try to figure out, okay, how am I going to make it? What am I going to do in order to complete everything that needs to be done, especially when it looks like it's impossible? But listening to that song, One Day at a Time, when you really just think about the words and take time to really listen to what the artist or the writer was saying, one day at a time, that's all I'm asking for. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. So not only do we just, let's see, how can I put it? We need strength, you know, and which is one thing that I pray for every day. We need strength just to, you know, sometimes show up. So it's not even just being able to do everything or complete every assignment, but sometimes we just need strength to show up, just, you know, the minimum. So he says, just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Just the simple things that I need, God, is strength, something that's going to help me, you know, show up and endure and fulfill every assignment or my duty. And then it says, yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. So yesterday is history. We cannot go back to yesterday, and tomorrow may never be mine. So we don't even know if we're going to even make it to tomorrow. So, and that's another thing that really hit me. So I'm like, a lot of times we are so fixed on making sure we complete everything today for the next day or for tomorrow, not even knowing if we're even going to see tomorrow. Listen, God, help me today. Show me the way one day at a time. We're human, so that means we're going to get tired. We're going to get frustrated. We're going to get exhausted. We're going to worry. We're going to fret because we're human. Because help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Or show me the stairway that I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. For my sake. In other words, so that I can stay sane, for my sanity, teach me to take it one day at a time. Because the more that we worry about what happened yesterday or what didn't happen yesterday, plus what's going on today and what's going to happen tomorrow, what we're expecting to happen, what we're not expecting, what we're trying to get completed for tomorrow, is the more we worry about it, if we're not going to be, I guess, sane. So that's why I say, Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. So, Lord, teach me to just focus on this one day, and that is today, not yesterday and not tomorrow. So let's see where I want to go next. So when we think about one day at a time, what does it really mean? When I first looked it up, you know, I typed it in, you know, one day at a time. Of course, the sitcom came up. This was before my time, so maybe some of you who are listening, maybe you remember it. It actually was a TV series from 1975 to 1984. So this was, like I said, before my time. But when I typed it in just to see, you know, what the phrase actually means, there were a couple of things that came up. And one focused more so on our mental state and, you know, the self-care side of us. So aside our duties and aside our obligations, our responsibilities, our personal life, our family life, our jobs, ministry, so aside all of that, when it's talking about one day at a time, one thing that I learned, what it means not asking too much of yourself, not neglecting your own needs, making sure you nourish your mind and body, taking the baby steps necessary to make changes to your life. Now, notice it says taking the baby steps, meaning that you can't do it all at one time. So we got to take it little by little. So again, it means not asking too much of yourself. You're human, remember? We're all human. So we can't expect too much out of ourselves. We can't ask too much out of ourselves. The same way we don't want people to ask too much out of us, we can't do it to ourselves. So many times we fail ourselves by asking too much of ourselves. Even though we don't want anyone else to do it to us, sometimes we do it to ourselves. We set these high expectations, which is, it's fine. We should have expectations, but we have to have realistic expectations as far as when it comes to fulfilling duties one day or, you know, from day to day. We cannot complete every assignment. We cannot complete every job duty. We cannot complete every single thing that is on our list. We can't do it every day and expect us to be have a healthy mentality or be healthy mentally, emotionally. So we have to make sure we're not hurting ourselves. So not asking too much of yourself, not neglecting your own needs. Sometimes it's easier to fulfill the needs of others before we fulfill our needs. And we will do that as humans. We will neglect our own needs to fulfill the needs of others. And sometimes, listen carefully, sometimes we will neglect our own needs and fulfill the needs of people who don't even care about us. And, I mean, that's just the reality of it. We go to work every single day, and we try to meet those deadlines. We try to make the best impressions. And we neglect how we feel. We neglect our own needs. We neglect our mental and emotional state just to fulfill the needs of others. People who are only giving you a paycheck, people who don't really care about your mental state, who don't care, sometimes may not even care about your physical state. They don't care. There are some people who, you know, all these jobs, I'm not saying it's with every job, but there are some jobs who do not care how you feel from day to day or where you are mentally and emotionally. And we know all of that is connected to us physically. So when we're not in the best shape mentally and emotionally, then of course it's going to affect our body physically. So we have to be sure or be careful that we're not neglecting our own needs just to fulfill the needs of others and to fulfill the needs of our bosses, fulfilling the needs of our family, fulfilling the needs of our friends. You have to remember to put, think about yourself. Don't just leave yourself on the back burner all the time. It is okay to do for others, but if you're going to do for others, make sure you have a balance where you're doing for yourself as well. All right, making sure you nourish your mind and your body. We do not want to go lacking in our mind or our body. Like I said, it's connected, so we have to make sure we are taking care of both the mind and the body, making sure that whenever when we're drained, we need to find something that where we can replenish it. We have to recharge. It is important to recharge. We can't just be on the go, 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 burn out, because when you burn out, you're not any good for yourself and you're not any good for anyone else. So we have to make sure that we are nourishing our mind and our body, filling it with positive things, whether it be your prayer life, whether you be spending time with God, whether you doing some things that stimulates your mind and your body, something that makes you feel good, that's going to take your mind off the troubles of the world, or something that's going to de-stress you. If you know that you're stressed all the time at work, then you need to find something outside of work that's going to help recharge your mind and your body, and that's going to nourish it. And then, again, taking the baby steps necessary to make changes to your life. It's not going to happen overnight. If you know that there's something that you need to improve on, if there's an area in your life that you need to improve on, then take the baby steps that are necessary to make the changes to your life. It's nothing that can be done overnight. It's going to take time, but as long as you are making progress, that's the only thing that matters. It doesn't matter how quickly you're going. It doesn't matter it doesn't matter where you are, and you can't compare. Of course, you can't compare yourself to anyone else. So you've got to make sure that it's your baby steps to make the necessary changes to your life. All right, so it seemed like it took me forever to even get to the first scripture that I wanted to use for tonight, but it's all good. So I do want to read Matthew 6:33, which says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you." So it is so important when we're talking about taking it one day at a time. It is important that we make sure that God is salt first every single day in everything that we do, every job, every responsibility, every obligation, everything that you do in life. It is super, super important that we put God first, that we seek him first before we even do it. And that, I just thought about something else. Sometimes some of the things that we take on may cause us distress because we did not seek God first. So that's why it's so important to seek God first. You know, it is okay to ask him, God, is this something that you want me to do? Is this a duty that you want me to fulfill? Is this an assignment that you want me to take on? If you're not sure, then ask God. Seek him. Seek him first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and it's that all these other things will be added to you. Everything that you seek to do, it'll come along. And as long as you have God first, then it's going to come on at the right time. It's going to fall in place at the right time. It's nothing that you have to force to happen. It's nothing that you have to, I'm not going to say work hard for, but it's going to be one of those things where it's just going to fall into place. And that's how you know when you have sought God, when you know that God is in it, then it's not one of those things where he's going to make it like so impossible for you to do, because it's going to fall in place one way or another. And it's going to fall in place at the right time. It may not be on our time. It may not be on the next person's time, but it's always going to be on God's time, because we know that his timing is not like our timing. His ways are not like his ways. His ways are not like our ways, and neither are his thoughts like our thoughts. So the way he has things planned and orchestrated for our life, it's going to work according to his will, according to how he has it planned out. So that's one thing that we can always count on. Like when we seek God, we can count on everything falling into place. And so when we begin to dedicate our time or dedicate our gifts or whatever it may be to, you know, certain organizations, the ministry, to job, seek God about it first. Ask him, is this what you want me to do? Is this for me? And if it is, then everything should fall into place. And you will know, because things will be, I'm not going to say things are going to be easy or super easy, but like I said, things will fall into place and it will just all make sense. It will come together. And so that's why it is super, super important to seek God first. First, don't get in the mess and then say, God, I need to come to you. He wants us to come to him first. There's a reason why he tells us to seek him first. Now, there are times when we may not seek him first, but, you know, it's okay. It's okay. We may have to jump through some hurdles to get to where we need to, but eventually it clicks in our mind like, okay, I was supposed to seek him first, but but that's why it's important to seek him first. When we're talking about, again, going back to one day at a time, we sometimes, well, not sometimes, but a lot of times, what's going to help me tie this all back to one day at a time. So in the song where it was mentioning yesterday's gone and tomorrow may never be mine, when we're talking about one day at a time, what we must realize is that we need to focus on the present. So when we focus on the present, we are taking it one day at a time, because we cannot focus on the past, neither the future, all at the same time while we're focusing on the present. Because, again, it takes away our sanity when we're trying to worry about what happened yesterday, what didn't happen, what I was able to get done, what I wasn't able to get done. And on top of that, what's due tomorrow, what I need to take care of, what needs to be done, what deadline, you know, the list goes on and on. So how are we supposed to take it one day at a time if we're so busy focusing on yesterday and tomorrow? We can't. We can't live in the past or the future and the present at the same time. So, yeah, so we can't live in the past, the present, and the future all at the same time. We won't have peace. we won't have our sanity. And so by taking it one day at a time, we're pretty much just letting go of yesterday. It's gone. We cannot go back. We can't have a do-over. We can't redo it. It's not like we can rewind time. But yesterday, it's gone. Bye-bye. There's no going back to it. And then tomorrow or the future, it's not here yet. So why do we worry so much about tomorrow? Now, I get it, because we are human. We are in the flesh, and human nature, we worry. If something isn't completed today, then sometimes quite naturally we're going to worry about it because, you know, especially if it was supposed to be complete tomorrow. But then you're like, okay, how was I supposed to get it complete tomorrow when I was busy working on things from yesterday or last night? So I get it. I struggle with it too. I promise you I get it. And this is why I'm talking about it tonight, to let you know that you're not alone. And we worry about what we're not able to complete. And when we worry, or when we live in the past and the present and the future, this is when stress comes. This is when worryation comes. This is when we're feeling stretched, feeling like we can't go to sleep because we got to get this completed. I can't fall asleep until I get X, Y, Z done. And then what happens if we don't get any sleep? What happens when you lose sleep? You're not any good the next day. And then if you are, it's like you're running off of, 3 to 4 hours of sleep. Then how are you supposed to fulfill your job duty to the best of your ability whenever you don't have enough sleep because you were up all night trying to finish everything from yesterday and have everything completed for the following day? So you get where I'm saying, get what I'm saying. It's a lot. So trust me, I'm there. I was going to say I've been there, but I'm telling you, I am there right now. But I'm learning, and slowly but surely, one day at a time, because I cannot live in the past. Neither can I live in the future. But I have to live in the present, take care of what I can by not putting too much on myself, by not neglecting my own needs, making sure that I'm nourishing my mind and my body and taking the baby steps necessary to make changes to my life. So I've got to keep all of this in mind, all of it. And this is how we keep our peace. This is how we keep our sanity. So we basically have to take each day as it comes. So even when we go to Matthew 6:34, so we read Matthew 6:33, where it tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. But if we go to the very next verse, verse 34, it says, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day, I had a laugh when I read this, each day has enough trouble of its own. So I got to pull out my Southern phrase, ain't that the truth? Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. We worry about tomorrow all the time. At least I do. I can be transparent and say I do. I worry about tomorrow. I worry about what is not done. I worry about what I have to do. I worry about what I'm not able to just complete. So it says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Whenever it gets here, hey, we'll worry about it then. We'll worry about it then. But today, you don't have time to worry about tomorrow. Wait until tomorrow gets here. And so each day has enough trouble of its own. That is the God Heaven's truth. There is enough to worry about each day, whether it's personally or anything outside personal life. There are enough troubles going on from day to day. And it's like whenever we add our worryation of tomorrow, like I'm laughing, but at the same time, the reason why I'm laughing is because it's so true. And I'm just looking within myself, and I'm like, why do I do this to myself? And I don't know if you're asking yourself the same thing, like, why do we do this to ourselves? It's like we're torturing ourselves whenever we're worrying about things that we can't even control, things that have not even happened, because it's in the future. It's tomorrow. I cannot control, and I cannot change what's going to happen tomorrow because it's not even here yet. So it's one of those things You take each day as it comes. Not necessary. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be a bad thing or a good thing, but you just take each day as it comes. I mean, there's not much more you can do about it. You cannot control what's already happened, and you can't control something that hasn't even happened yet. See how that comes together and how it makes sense? And we pile all of this worryation on ourselves and go to bed worrying. And something else I want to share, you know, as I'm being transparent, go to bed worrying and then dream about it. And I really, really hate that. And I've been trying to avoid going down this road. Before you fall asleep and you're worrying about whatever it is, then you end up carrying it into your dreams, and then you wake up in the morning and you feel restless. So that's why it's so important to, you know, take everything that I'm saying into consideration, because it's huge. It plays a huge part on our mental state. And so Psalms 55:22, it says, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. So when we find ourselves worrying, when we find ourselves even falling asleep and worrying, this is when we need, you know, immediately turn to God, cast your cares on the Lord so that he will keep us. Because we will not be able to sustain ourselves. So we have to turn it over to God so that he can sustain us. And then he reassures us that he will never let the righteous be shaken. He's not going to let this get to us. And that's what keeps us going day to day, because God sustains us. And that's the main reason why, I told you in the beginning, the main reason why I pray for both peace, strength, and, well, not both, but all of peace, joy, and strength. Those are the three things that I pray for each and every day and every night, because those are the three things that keep me from day to day, that keep me going, that keeps me mentally and emotionally. And so I need those things. It may sound simple, but it is a lifesaver. And then in 1 Peter 5:7, he said, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. Anytime we're feeling anxious, anytime we're feeling stressed, anytime we're feeling disheartened, we're feeling disconnected, God said to cast it all on him. Cast it on him because he cares for us. God doesn't want to see us in the state of distress. He doesn't want to see us in a state of anxiety. No, he did not create us to live in that state, or, you know, he wants us to experience true freedom. He wants us to have a free mind. He wants us to be able to go from day to day living in freedom and living in peace and having that joy. And so the only way that we can go from day to day experiencing that freedom, that joy, that peace, that strength, and all, you know, all of those positive things, we have to be sure that we're casting all of that anxiety on him. Like, as soon as you experience it, as soon as you feel it, like, okay, God, no. I cannot carry this. I do not want to carry this. This is too much. I know how I feel, and I do not like the feeling that it gives me. I do not like the state that it tries to put me in mentally and emotionally. So, no, God, I've got to cast this on you. So whenever you are experiencing that, when you are feeling that, the moment you feel it, go ahead and cast it on him, because the sooner you do it, the better you will feel. The longer you hold on to it, the more it's going to weigh you down, and then it's going to weigh you down, and it's going to be harder. Yeah, it's going to be harder for you to fulfill those tasks, your duties, your responsibility. It's going to be harder. So that's why he says, you know what, give it to me. Let me bear it all for you. I know you can't handle it. I don't want you to handle it. I care for you. I care that much about you. So that's why I'm asking you to give it all to me. God is telling us tonight. He's telling me, and maybe he's telling you
take each day as it comes. Anytime you're feeling distressed, anytime you're feeling anxious, anytime you're feeling burdened, cast it to me. So if any of you are experiencing what I've been talking about tonight, I'm definitely going to include you in my prayers as we do our call of salvation. Definitely going to include you in my prayer because it's not a fun feeling, and I know this is not what God wants for us. He wants us to be at our best so that we're able to perform at our best, so that we're able to minister at our best, because God is a God of order, and he cares for you. He cares for all of us, and he wants us to cast all of our burden upon him. So tonight, as we do our prayer, I want you to make up in your mind that you're going to cast all of your anxiety, all of your burdens, you're going to cast it onto God. That's what he's here for. And if you're listening tonight and you don't know the Lord, or you haven't made that commitment to him of open up your heart to have that relationship with him, then tonight can be the night that you choose to change that so that you too can cast your burden upon the Lord. Because God, he's not one of respective persons. He cares for you. Every sinner, whether you're a man, woman, boy, or girl, he's listening to you. He never stopped listening to you. Even in your distress, he still hears your cry. He's a just God, and he's faithful to forgive. So no matter what you may have done, no matter what the sin may have been, I don't care if people compare it or try to compare it and say it's a big sin. There's no big sin, little sin, but God sees it all as sins, because we have all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We were all born and shaped in iniquity, so we were born in sin. But guess what? Guess what? We have a God who loves you, who sent his son Jesus to die on a cross for all of our wrongdoings. And so tonight can be the night where you invite him into your heart. As long as you believe in him and believe that he did send his son to die for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. All you have to do is confess your sins to God. Repent, and he will forgive you, no matter what you may have done. I don't care if it was just yesterday or if it was last year or years ago. Guess what? God still forgives. His son's blood still covers. And so tonight, make that decision. Open up your heart and let God come in, so that he may renew your mind, renew your heart, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit. That's what David said. So tonight can be a night of renewal, a new relationship, brand new start for you. And so we're going to pray. Father, we thank you. We bless your name just for who you are and all that you've done. God, you've been so faithful to us. You've been so gracious. God, we're so thankful for your grace and your mercy, because God, without it, we will be cut off. God, we thank you for being a just God. Father, we believe that you sent your son Jesus to die for all of our sins. God, we open up our hearts and we open up our minds. And as you come in, God, we repent of all of our sins and all of our wrongdoings. God, we ask for your forgiveness of everything that may not have been pleasing in your sight. God, we ask that you create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit. God, purge us, cleanse us, and wash us until we're white as snow. God, we believe you, and we believe that you will never leave us nor forsake us. God, you have never left our side, and you said that you will be with us until the very end. Father, we take you at your word, because we know that you're not a man who will lie. God, you keep your word. You keep every word. And so, God, we believe that you are still with us and that you will be. And, Father, I pray for those who are burdened,
those who are full of anxiety, those who are stressed, those who have been taking on so much pressure, those who have been trying to live in the past, the present, and the future. God, help us to let go of the things that we cannot change. Help us to let go of yesterday and not to worry about tomorrow, but to focus on today. God, help us to take each day as it comes. No matter what we may experience, no matter when we may go through a tough time, no matter what long-term goals we may be shooting for, and no matter what we may be looking forward to in the future, but God, help us to appreciate the present and to just take each day as it comes. God, help us to take it one day at a time. Even when our mind wants us to wander off into the past or the future, help us to still take it one day at a time. God, you know our weaknesses, and so God, I ask that you strengthen us where we are weak. God, help us to cast our cares upon you immediately when we start feeling like we are heavily burdened. Help us to seek you first in everything that we do. Help us to put you first so that you may direct our path. God, we believe that you won't leave us, that you won't steer us wrong. So, Father, continue to be with us. Continue to strengthen us. God, give us the peace, the joy, and the strength that can only come from you. God, we thank you for who you are and what you have done. We thank you for all of your blessings. God, thank you for just being so faithful to us, even when we haven't been faithful to you. God, continue to watch over us throughout the night. Continue to bless Purpose Kingdom Network and everyone who's connected to it. God, continue to bless our families, bless those who are sick, those that are in the hospital, those that are in the nursing homes, those that are in the prisons. God, we ask that you just send your word. God, there is nothing, absolutely nothing too hard for you. God, bless all of the listeners everywhere, those who listen throughout the week and those who are listening right now. Father, we thank you. We love you. And we'll forever give your name all the praise, all of the glory, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, so right now I want to take this moment to thank all of our listeners, those who listen online and those who called in to listen. Thank you so much for joining in for another episode with Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host, Arthenius Jackson, with One Touch Transformation. For more information about the organization, you can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or on all the social media outlets. All you have to do is type in One Touch Transformation on Facebook, and on Twitter and Instagram, we are _ONETT. Again, this is a nonprofit organization where our mission is to educate the community about sexual abuse while encouraging and empowering all victims and survivors. And so just a couple more resources that I would like to give out. Since we focus on sexual abuse awareness, I would like to give out the sexual assault hotline. So this may be something useful for you or either someone that you know, and feel free to post it on all of your social media outlets. So the sexual assault hotline is 1-800-656-4677. That's 1-800-656-4673. If you do not want to talk, or if an individual does not want to talk over the phone with someone, they can actually Google sexual assault hotline and the chat box will actually come up. It'll give you the option to click on chat. So all they have to do is Google sexual assault hotline, or they can call the number directly and connect with someone who is willing and ready to talk with them. Another great resource is RAINN.org. That's RAINN.org. And that is for the organization Rape Abuse Incest National Network. So that's Rape Abuse Incest National Network. And this is one of the largest
nonprofit organizations that support and help victims and survivors. You can find so many helpful resources on this website. It's good for those who support survivors, and it's also good for those who are victims and survivors. So Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network. One cool thing about this website is if you are looking for a rape crisis center, there is a spot where you can type in your zip code, and it will bring up the nearest rape crisis center near you. So that's, again, Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network, RAINN.org. And, again, you can find so many great resources, or just supporting information. Even if you're looking for statistics, if you're looking for ways that you can help survivors or support survivors, if you have any questions, there's just so many things that are addressed on this website, that questions that, you know, you may not think of or questions that you may have thought of is on the website, so be sure you check it out. And lastly, 1in6.org. So that's the number 1in, the number 6.org. Now, this particular website and organization is for male survivors. So the statistic for male survivors of sexual abuse is 1 in 6. 1 in 6 males have been or will be sexually assaulted by age 18. So this is a great resource for male survivors or those who would like to support, you know, male survivors. So, again, the sexual assault hotline is 1-800-656-4673. Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network is RAINN.org, RAINN.org, and 1in6.org, 1in6.org. So, again, I just want to take the time and say thank you again for all of our online listeners and for those of you who did call in. Just a quick little recap. Just want to make sure that you are still encouraged and empowered whenever we sign off. So we talked about one day at a time. So I just want to continue to encourage you to take each day as it comes. Even when you're going through a tough time, sometimes it may be hard to look at it as taking it one day at a time. Because while you're going through that tough time, you're worried about what happened, what was done, and then what you have to face going forward. But we still have to take each day as it comes and remember to keep Psalms 55:22 in mind, where it says, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. So even while you're going through your tough times, know and believe that God will sustain you as long as you cast those cares upon him. Any long-term goals that you may have for yourself. So sometimes when it's like it may not even be anything negative, but when we have those long-term goals, sometimes we try to rush the moments or rush the days or rush the months and the years. But if it's a long-term goal, we know that it's not going to happen overnight. So what must we do? Again, take each day as it comes. And a lot of times we are told to, you know, cherish each moment, enjoy the journey. So even when it comes to our long-term goals, we've still got to take each day as it comes because, you know, nothing lasts forever, and we know that. And so while we're shooting for those long-term goals, we still have to take it one day at a time. And lastly, whenever you're looking forward to something special or something in the future, again, we have to take it one day at a time because we cannot rush any process. We cannot rush the days. We cannot rush the months. Neither can we rush the years. So all we can do is take it, take each day as it comes. Take it one day at a time. God knows what he's doing with each of our lives. He knows where we're supposed to be. He knows what he has in store for us, even though we may not see it. We may not know what our paths look like in the end, but God does. So we have to trust him and take him at his word. We have to rely on him at all times. We cannot rely on ourselves because we're not able to keep ourselves. We're not able to sustain ourselves. But with the help of God, he will sustain us. He is with us. He's not going to leave us, but we must put him first. We must cast all of our cares on him because he already told us that he cares for us. So my brothers and my sisters, take it one day at a time. Don't ask too much of yourself. Do not neglect your own needs.
Make sure you nourish your mind and your body and take the baby steps necessary to make changes in your life. So, again, thank you so much for joining in for another episode with Purpose Kingdom Network. I've been your host, Arthenius Jackson, with One Touch Transformation, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful night and the rest of your week.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
Save me.